Turn now to this month's sports event on page 20 of the magazine. The Rugby World Cup, which, for the first time in its history, is being held in Japan.
The most humiliating result in Rugby World Cup history was in 1995, when New Zealand demolished Japan by 145-17. Times have changed, and in the last World Cup, the Brave Blossoms, as Japan's team is known, astonished the world, and perhaps themselves, by beating a mighty rugby team, South Africa. So hopes are high for the national team, as Japan, currently ranked 11th in the world, hosts the tournament for the first time. The tournament begins on the 20th of September in Tokyo, with a match between Japan and Russia. Over the following 6 weeks, 20 teams will battle for a place in the final across 12 cities, from Sapporo in the far north to Kumamoto in the southwest. The hope is that this will not only raise the game's profile in Japan, where it is often confused with American football, but also popularise it across Asia, which has no other nations competing in this year's World Cup. For fans travelling to Japan for the event, it's a great opportunity to combine sporting enthusiasm with the discovery of a culture that's very different to those of rugby's usual heartlands – New Zealand, Australia, Europe and South Africa. That said, cultural differences may also cause trouble. Rugby players, for instance, have been asked to cover up their tattoos so as not to offend local sensibilities, while bars and restaurants are being warned to ensure that they stock enough beer to satisfy the 400,000 expected visitors.
The player to watch, Johnny Sexton. Ireland's 34-year-old fly half wasn't named World Rugby Player of the Year last November for nothing. 2018 was a great year for the Leinster captain. After leading his country to victory in the Six Nations, he then helped them to comfortable wins over Australia and, the best team in the world, New Zealand. Lighter than most players, 92 kilos, Sexton is a perfectionist, a strategic player, and one of the highest scoring players in rugby history. French rugby fans, meanwhile, will know him as the player who snatched a much-needed win from Les Bleus in the final minutes of their Six Nations 2018 encounter. His sensational 42-meter drop goal is one of the best ever.
The favourites, New Zealand. Winners of the past two World Cups and classed number one in the world rugby rankings, the New Zealand All Blacks are this year's Clear Cup favourites. Wales, however, are shaping up as serious contenders for the Cup after enjoying a big win over Ireland in the final round of 2019 Six Nations. After years of narrow defeats by European sides, Wales beat both South Africa and Australia last autumn. They also have an incredible defence.